In the ruins. Jim's.
Throughout the remains of the developed world, you will find facilities filled with what appear to be torture devices. These were gyms, places where we went to engage in the kind of grueling and tedious physical exertion our ancestors would have killed their eldest children to be free of. If you want to use the equipment, feel free to do so, but make sure another alien is there to spot you. And wipe the bench.
Leisure.
We're not sitting back being passively entertained. We often engaged in more active, equally useless pursuits known as leisure activities. Once, leisure was a luxury enjoyed only by infants and aristocrats who used it to fulfill their very busy napping and vomiting schedules, respectively. But social progress eventually brought periods of leisure to nearly everyone. The activities that filled this time generally took one of three forms: those serving zero practical purposes, games, sports; those mimicking useful pursuits at which previous generations had toiled for their livelihoods but which we connived to find relaxing, carpentry, fishing; and those that were out-and-out self-destructive, gambling, recreational drugs, but all succeeded in filling the yawning gap between the previous thing we had to do and the next thing.
In the ruins, video games.
The boxy machines attached to many of our televisions were used to play video games, interactive, graphically rich worlds where we could act out our dreams of being professional athletes, Italian plumbers, mutant hedgehogs, and psychopaths who beat hookers to death. By 2010, video games were the most profitable form of entertainment in the world. But, and this is where it may get a little awkward, many of the most popular games had a recurring theme: locating, defending ourselves from, and destroying you.
Gambling.
Gambling was the attempt to win money by achieving success in a game whose probability-based rules were explicitly designed to thwart that very outcome. Now, to the uninitiated, this sounds like the stupidest thing any rational creature could possibly do. But the goal was not merely financial gain. There was a thrill involved in risking one's wages, house, and wife on the turn of a card, the roll of a die, or the speed of a hungry greyhound. Yes, gamblers generally lost their money, but they deemed it a small price to pay for the thrill of almost not losing their money.
In the ruins, Las Vegas.
Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Place your bets.
Right in the middle of a vast desert wasteland, you will find a concentrated man-made wasteland. This is Las Vegas. Also known as Sin City, it was a place built by gangsters where at 4 in the morning, you could sit on furniture made of live naked ladies while eating a $1.99 prime rib dinner and watching a tiger fuck a penguin. It was also a very popular place to get married.